Blog Talk Radio.
On today's call is something that I believe many of us have heard before, but this is something that we can put into action in any area of our lives. In fact, it permeates everything that we do and everything that we don't do. We talk about beliefs. You know, you've heard back in history, Napoleon said that an army marches on his stomach. And that was back in the days when supply lines were the most important thing for an army to move forward. And then as we became more sophisticated in our approach, you heard great generals, great leaders saying that all armies march on their morale. In other words, how they feel about what it is that they're doing, how they feel about how it is that they're, what it is that they're accomplishing. And then you've heard people look at it on an even larger scale, and all large movements march on their morale. In other words, what is it that they feel? What is it that they believe? What is it that they're thinking? And when we look back at all these great movements, you know, Norman Vincent Peale, who was considered the father of positive thinking, and then we got to a place in life where we all wanted to be a little lazy, we all wanted to be a little bit more cerebral, we all wanted to be caught in our heads and said, all we need to do is believe. Well, the reality is we need to have belief with an action plan in order to create success. But both are linked together. You know, does belief support activity or does activity support belief? They both want to come together at the same time to create the success or to create the outcome that you're looking for. You know, I remember back when I was about 14, 15 years of age, when I was playing basketball, it was at that time where I'd got a little bit better. But the challenge for me was I had got a lot better. In fact, I was a lot better than I believed I was. And it took another person to actually from the outside say, wow, you have improved so much. You have got a lot better. Because, you know, I became good enough before I believed I was good enough. And that's so true for so many people that are on the call here this morning. You are already good enough. In fact, we're in a business that's about activity, not about ability. And if you put that activity together with a belief, you can create the success that you're looking for. That's the beauty of the business that we're in. But I love the way Norman Vincent Peale approached it. He had so many great phrases. He had so many great ideas. And I just want to share a few of them from a few different sources. I want you to come away from this call understanding that whatever you want to create in this last week of the month, you can create. Because understand that the action plan required is very, very simple. It is in the success guide. There are simple activities that you can do every day between now and the end of the month and create the success that you're looking for. You just want to believe it. If you believe it and marry it with the action plan, you will create the success that you're looking for. It will move into June and July. You will have the 2009 of your dreams. You will have the 2010 that creates financial independence for you. But it's a lot to do with our beliefs. You know, any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude towards it, for that determines our success or failure. Let's think about that. You know, we're in an economy, and some people believe we're in a recession. And I believe that we are in a recession, and so do many of us. We believe that we'll be here for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. What's your attitude towards it? What do you believe that it creates for you and the people that you choose to share our company Accelerate and our product Bozzi with? Any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude towards it, for that determines our success or failure. You know, believe you are defeated. Believe it long enough and it's likely to become fact. Believe you are victorious. Believe it long enough. Act upon it daily with the plan. And you're likely that you will become a success. In fact, it's a fact. You will get what you expect. What is it that you expect to have happen today? What is it that you expect to do this month? What is it that you expect from June? What is it that you expect from July? You know, sit down with someone that can help you raise those expectations and just add a simple action plan to it. And bring it into being. Get together and be possibility thinkers. Start dreaming about the success that you want to and can create for you and your family in this month of May. You know, become a possibilitarian. I love that idea when I read it. I had not heard it before, and I thought I knew most of Norman Vincent Peale's ideas and concepts, but I loved the idea. He said, become a possibilitarian. I was thinking, wow, that's something great to go out into and think, I'm going to be that person. Become a possibilitarian. No matter how dark things seem to be or actually are, raise your sights and see possibilities. Always see them, for they are always there. What are we going to be looking for today? Are you going to lead the pack and look for possibilities? You know what you believe yourself to be? You are. What do you believe yourself to be? You know, Mary Kay Ash created one of the most successful companies in network marketing. You know, they'll do over $2 billion in sales this year. This is a hugely successful company. And I know Henry Ford had a phrase that was very similar to this. She probably just borrowed the idea from us and made it hers. But she says, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. Either way, it's all to do with what it is that you think. In other words, what do you believe that you can create today? What is it that you believe that you can bring into being today? What are your beliefs in yourself? Sugar Ray Robinson put it absolutely beautifully in my mind. I love what he said. He said, to be a champ, you have to believe in yourself when nobody else will. Are you a champion? What do you believe about yourself today? I thought about that. It was so beautiful. Because he goes on to talk about the fact is that you can choose to be a champion right now. You can choose to believe in yourself and have it permeate and pour out into your activities. You can actually go out there and make it happen. Your attitude is either the lock on or the key to the door to success. There are two ways to look at this. When I read that, I thought about that last night. When I read it and thought about it again today. What are you doing today, first of all, for yourself? Is your attitude the lock on the key? Is the lock on? Or is it the key to the door of success? Are you doing that for yourself and for other people? So often we are the person that tells people they can't do something. Why not choose to be the key and tell people that they can? Why not choose to share with other people and show other people through your activities that you believe that greater possibilities are possible? You're going out and you're leading by example. And when they ask you if they can do something, you are the person that says, we believe that you can. You choose to be that. You know, it's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think that you're not. And this is what was important for me. Remember when I said I was about 14 and a half, 15 years of age? I had actually become better at playing basketball. But the challenge was I didn't believe that I was. It took somebody else from the outside to affirm to me that I'd actually become better. And through that affirmation, with those activities, I actually became better. In other words, they were somebody that I gave sanction to what it is that they said. When I heard them unsolicited saying to me that I had become better, I believed it. I continued on with those activities, but with a new belief that I actually was better, and magic began to show up in my life. First of all, we are the people who can affirm in our own lives that we are better. We can be the Sugar Ray Robinson for ourselves. Why? Because that's what a champion does. Let's believe in ourselves. But let's also be a champion that pours love out into other people. Let's affirm to other people that they are better, that they have the possibility for success, that they can actually do it. You can have anything you want if you will give up the belief that you can't have it. I love that simple idea. You can have anything that you want if you give up the belief that you can't. You know, always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than anything else. What is it that you believe? What is it that you want to create? You know, if you look at it, what is it that you want to create today? What is it that you want to be part of? The last thing that I want to share is this. All that you need to do is to go out there and decide what is it that you want to create. The reason we do the call tonight, which is the diamond call, it is about belief. On tonight's call, you will have diamonds that will be on the call with you. These diamonds that are going to be on the call with you tonight, what will they do? They will share the beliefs that they have. They will increase the beliefs that other people have around what is possible and what can be created. They will create what is possible for you, what is possible for the new person that's listening in, and that they want to take action. So what you want to do is be on the call tonight. That is, the reason you want to be on the call tonight is threefold. Number one, it will increase your belief as to what is possible between now and the end of this month. That's the first thing that we'll do. The second thing that it will do for you and your team, it will increase the belief in what your team believes is possible between now and the end of the month. And the third thing it will do is for the guests that are listening in tonight, it will increase their belief in terms of what they believe is possible between now and the end of the month. It will help them marry together beliefs with activities. It will help them marry together their beliefs so that they can take the activity that's necessary to be successful between now and at the end of the month. So understand, as we finish up the call here tonight, any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude towards it and determines our success or failure. What do you believe is possible between now and the end of the month? What do you believe can be created now, between now and the end of the month? Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it. But just as important as you deserving it, believe it. Share that belief powerfully with other people. Remember, faith without works is dead. Go out there and raise up your head, raise up your eyes, raise up your heart, raise up your spirit, and go out there and act. Go out there and believe that you can succeed, but also share it for other people. Be the person that is unlocking the keys to success for other people. Be the person that is pouring love and possibility out into other people. Lead by example. Have an absolutely gorgeous, God-filled, beautiful day today. Why? Because you absolutely deserve it, and you're going to act. We love every single one of you and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tonight. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
Wow. You know, one of the things that I took away from Garrett just now was that no matter how little time you may have in front of you from reaching your objective, you never lose focus, you never give up, you continue to fight. And as he was talking about the call tonight and everything going on the next few days before the end of the month, as the drive goes to hit that next rank advancement, it just reminded me of some of the stuff in the Marine Corps when we were in there. It was never, ever give up. You know what your objective is, you just keep going through any of the objections, any of the obstacles that are in the way. You go after that big objective that you're looking for. So that's what I'm going to be doing all this week, man, is just kicking this thing into high gear and moving forward for where we're headed.
You know, Troy, you're in an awesome place right now, because with the end of the month coming on and the work that I know you've already done to lay the ground rules for closing out this month, I believe that it's possible for you to go through not one but two rank advancements before the month is over, understanding that 90% of the payoff comes in the last 10% of the effort. Mm-hmm. And everything is in place for you and for countless numbers of people on our team to have an absolutely phenomenal month, which is going to set up an even greater month for the month of June, month of July. And going into the summer is an exciting time, because we oftentimes in the summer we run into people that we haven't seen in a while. The kids are out of school. We're allowed to have a little bit more flexibility in our schedule. We travel a little bit more. And when you come into the summer with momentum in a business, the natural enthusiasm to just exudes from a person when exciting things are happening in their life can do amazing things in this industry. I am excited about what's happening right now.
You gotta be, man. I mean, it when you see the lives that we're changing, both from a healthy standpoint and a financial standpoint. You know, the more people I talk to, it's amazing how they said, "Man, we've never succeeded before," and over here we've started to see the success. We've started to see people who want the product. They're actually interested in the product. It's because of the health benefits. It's because of the different things that they're seeing. And I think what really sets us up as we move into the end of the month, and I don't care what company somebody might be with, if you've got a legitimate product, a legitimate service, if you're knowing that you've got an objective you've got to hit, even if you're brand new and you say, "I don't have an objective," pick one. Make $25. Make your first rank advancement. Get a first quick bonus. Whatever it is your company does. If you will take and just put one small new objective in front of you, I guarantee you before the end of this month, you will hit that objective if you just go for it. It's the people, Jim and Matt, that set back and dream or talk about hitting the objective, or they let things get in the way. You know, they say, "Oh, you know, I don't feel good today," or, "Oh, I've got to go to do the laundry," or, "I got to do this," or, "Got to." You can't do that. You can't let nothing get in the way of what your objective is for the end of the month. And if you do that, the feeling, the excitement, the overall adrenaline rush of knowing you accomplished something will carry you right into the next month, and you'll start to see a synergy happen personally and in your business. Matt, do you agree or disagree?
I 100% agree, and of course, it comes down to taking action and moving forward, and you'd be amazed when you start to take action. You, like you said, the adrenaline, things start to happen, things start to come together, and Garrett says it all the time. You know, 90% of the efforts come in the last 10% of the month. Is that correct, Jim? Did I misquote again?
No, that's exactly. You're absolutely right.
And you know, it's always said. And so here it is, the end of the month. No matter what company you're with, it's time to step it up and make sure you hit that goal that you set for yourself. I mean, again, massive action equals massive results, and I couldn't agree more, Troy. 100%.
You know, that's what's so fun. You know, you just heard Matt. Now, I've known Matt for years, and I've watched him get into this business. I've watched him grow. I watched him struggle. I watched him have rise and falls in business and his personal life and everything, but he never lost focus of his objectives. And now here he is, you know, one of the top leaders in his company, and that's what excites me. I see Jim out here that not only still as a servant leader gives back to the younger pilots that he mentors, but he decided, "I'm going to go out here and I'm going to build it one more time." And he started to attract some of the best leaders I've seen, young and old, brand new ones coming into the business. And that's the key. When Garrett speaks every morning and we kind of commentate on what he's saying, it all comes back to me, Jim, that we have created a team over here of like-minded people nationally, internationally. Now we're in Canada, you know, and people are saying, "We got to learn more about this team. We got to learn more about what's going on," because for the first time, I think, in years, maybe decades, there's come together a synergy on a team where people are at every level are feeling success, are seeing success, are changing their lives. And that's what people are looking for, especially in today's economy.
You know, Garrett touched on something that I have to reiterate, and this is it's a topic that we discuss on a regular basis on Aces Radio Live with all of the guests that we have on there. And they come from such a diverse background and such a diverse cross-spectrum of different companies throughout the industry. But the one thing that they all talk about, it comes right out of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And that's the concept that what the mind can conceive and believe, the body will inevitably achieve. And there's a couple of key phrases that you got to isolate in that statement. Number one is conceive and believe. If you can believe that the goal that you've set for yourself is attainable and you focus on it, you dwell on it,
through the law of attraction, eventually you have to be able to achieve it. Because if you do something long enough, and forgive me for this expression, but even an idiot savant, if they do something long enough and focus on it hard enough, they will eventually attain it as long as they don't give up. So
well,
the key,
thoughts are, sorry,
go ahead, Matt.
No, go ahead, finish up.
Well, the key in the whole process is, number one, put something into your mind of where you want to be, and just make sure that you're taking every step, even if they're little baby steps, towards accomplishing that goal. You know, I talk to my young aviators on a regular basis about, you know, preparing for check rides and getting ready for the tasks that they need to do to prepare for combat, etc. And I equate that to, it can be overwhelming, but how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. When you break any task down to its lowest common denominator, it can be attained through consistent daily application, plain and simple. I'm excited, guys. I really am. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. We can hear it, Jimmy, and that's awesome. I apologize that I cut in there. But, you know, thoughts are things. And I, you know, a major analogy just sort of popped into my mind, and it comes to my daughter, Jamie Lynn, and it comes to trying new foods, really. Because the child looks at, you know, Jamie looks at some foods that I, you know, and I make her try everything. But, you know, the initial response is, no, I don't want to try that. I don't like it. Like, well, have you ever tried it before? So her thoughts in her mind at looking at this food has already made her decide that she's not going to like it. 9 out of 10 times, when I make her try something, she sits back, and then you get the little face change, and it goes, oh, wait a minute, this isn't that bad. I mean, I got a child that's in love with lobster. A little expensive. I should have thought about something else. But the first time she wanted to try it, she didn't want to try it. Well, don't you know, I should have bought a couple lobsters that day because she ate the whole thing, and I let her because she loved it. But, it, you know, thoughts are things. Her mind, you know, the thoughts in her mind always snap to the I don't like it. You try it, you open your mind a little bit, thoughts are things, and lo and behold, I get a child with an expensive eating habit.
Well, Matt, you mentioned something there, and I want to touch on an old cliche, but this old cliche is so true, it's not even funny. The mind is very much like a parachute. It works best when it's open.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's good. And Jim, you mentioned something earlier about the law of attraction, and it reminded me, and I'm not going to quote chapter and verse, but, you know, when the Lord was walking the earth, he made a comment, and he said that if you think about it, you've already done it. Now, at the time, he was talking about murder and, I think, adultery. But I think the bigger picture, the principle that he was trying to reiterate to people was that once it's in the mind, it can become reality. Because the mind cannot differentiate between fantasy and reality. And what we dwell on the most is what we will see come to pass, whether it's our work, whether it's our relationships at home, it doesn't matter what it is. And if people will take what you two just talked about, open their mind, try something new, get out there and do one new thing. Break an old habit today of not picking up the telephone. Break an old habit of not saying, hey, can I talk to you a minute? I know that you might be in the same position I am, and I found an income stream that's helping us out. Whatever the case may be, whether you're talking about your product, your service, the business opportunity, doesn't matter what. If people will just open their minds a little bit, try one brand new thing, try something a little different, they will see a whole new dimension come to pass. It's not meaning that everything's going to, you know, be a utopia and be rose-colored glasses, but they will start to see that their progression is growing. And you mentioned Norman Vincent Peale earlier. The fact that possibility thinking has kind of gone by the wayside since the politics of the United States and the economy and everything's gotten involved, if people would get back to that possibility thinking, if they would start to realize, you know what, I can achieve this if I will just put an action plan in place. Man, guys, not just by the end of this month, by the end of this year, most people in America would see their financial woes disappear because they'd be moving in the right direction instead of looking backwards in the rearview mirror.
Absolutely.
The most exciting thing for me is when I see commercials on TV for companies like Amway, who's doing over $7 billion a year in over 50 countries around the world, a company that was founded in 1959 by two friends in Michigan, and they literally have fought all the battles to establish what is a legitimate company in the network marketing industry. And they've paved the road for the rest of the great companies to come along behind them. And that is exciting to me, because here's a legitimate, I mean, when they're, the commercials are out there. You got Amway, you got Avon, you got Mary Kay, you got Herbalife, you got, I mean, I've lost count of all the great companies now that are advertising on television, promoting their industry, because more people are looking today for a way to create an additional stream of income than at any other point in my brief 50 years on this planet. It's exciting to see what's happening around us every day, and more established companies are starting to look at network marketing as a viable alternative to distributing their company product and services to the consumer base, because they see a shift in people's paradigms, and the possibilities are endless.
Oh, do they ever, Jim? And, you know, you got people like, you know, ex-president of the United States for two terms, Mr. Bill Clinton, endorsing the direct sales industry on a video. I don't know if you guys have seen that. That's absolutely huge. You got people like Warren Buffett stating that buying a network marketing company was the best investment he's ever made in his entire life, and I believe he now owns three. You got people like Donald Trump endorsing ACN and now purchasing his own network marketing company. I mean, think about the credibility to our industry. This is a paradigm shift. This is back to the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Take action yourself. Do something for yourself. The big companies won't take care of you anymore. That was, you know, after the Great Depression, that was the big thing. Everybody said, oh, jump into a big company, they're going to take care of you for life. Well, that lasted, you know, 20 or 30 years or so, and then all of a sudden it started to change again. And now, if you're working for a big corporation, you better, you know, better not hope that college graduate's got a little bit more education, will do it for less money, and they're going to, you know, give you your pink slip. It's going on every single day.
Well, you know, Matt, down here in the United States, we can even take it a step further, and it's not just the big corporations, but if you're not a member of the auto union, you're probably not going to get anything, because the government seems to be taking control and manipulating different things of what's going on, and it's only the small business person. It's only that person that says, you know what, I'm not going to rely on anybody but myself. I'm going to get back to the roots of what this country was built on, what this whole continent was built on, which was the people saying, we're going to go do something better. We're going to go do something different. They'd see a trade, or they'd see a material, they'd see an object, a tool, and they'd say, I can make that better. That's exactly what we're seeing here. You mentioned Donald Trump. I've never in my life seen another show on TV that has brought in a network marketing company's product and then told the apprentice that were there, create a marketing plan around this. And that's what they did with ACN's video telephone. I mean, this is big. What we're into is so big that when you look at history, you start to realize that every one of the companies that Jimmy mentioned a second ago were built during economic downturns, and they've gone on to become billion-dollar businesses. And if people that are listening to us today want to be something, want to be attached to something bigger than themselves, then they need to truly look at the network marketing profession. They need to find a company within an industry that they can feel proud of, that they can go out there and say, you know what, we can make a difference in people's lives when we touch them. And if they'll do that, the sky can be the limit of where they'll be in 3 and 5 years from now. We got about 50 seconds left. Jim, I'm going to throw it back to you, buddy.
Well, one of the things that I want to remind everybody is timing is to business what location is to real estate. If you're in the process of doing any kind of due diligence on this industry right now, you should be looking at a company that hasn't reached momentum yet. Because if they haven't reached momentum yet, they're not going to plateau anytime soon. You should be looking for a company, ideally, that has a solid structure, solid foundation, and offers you the opportunity to expand with it, with a great product or service that goes along with Seth Godin's principles of the Purple Cow. It's unique. Nobody else has it. Folks, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic, gorgeous day today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more Radio for Your Mind. God bless you.
Bye, everybody.
All.